Hello, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to Quasi Indefatigable Xenolith. And this is going to be a weird one. This is episode 581. I've been sitting here talking to myself, talking to God. We'll call us whatever we end up calling it. And this is a big thing about Zenith, about what I am, and about what I ultimately feel. And I guess the ultimate term for how I feel is lonely. You know, I seem to recall a phrase. I don't know if it's a fish or a man. Dying of thirst in the middle of a freshwater lake. That's what I feel like. And I'll try to explain it without accusing anybody, because I don't put blame on anybody. I look around me. Okay, let me go ahead and paint the picture for you. I look around at everybody. And I may be wrong, and that's, you know, and I'm hoping that that's not a big problem for other people. Because it'll come back to the same basic problem. You know, it doesn't matter whether my outlook on life is right or wrong, or proper or improper. It just simply comes down to, this is how I feel, and this is the way it is. Okay, let me go ahead and paint the picture for you. There's an activity at church, right? Now, the whole point of these activities are people have to get together and have a good time. This is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to, you know, I'm sure it's all, you could say that it's purpose. Our church, we used to have a big thing about making sure everything had a priesthood purpose. It was to feel togetherness, fellowship, help those people who don't have a real tie to the doctrine, the religion, be able to come to something where it really isn't something in a religious context. It's kind of a community building thing. I don't like going to those. Now, I go out of obligation, normally to my wife. I go, you know, because she wants to go. She enjoys it. She enjoys spending time with other people. And so we go. And it's not that I don't... It's not that having fun makes me want to throw up. It isn't like that. It just, number one, it isn't fun for me. Now, you can come back and go, well, fine, Jay, just go anyway. But see, people misunderstand. Then it becomes an obligation. My life is filled with obligations. Now, that's sad, in a way. Now, most people don't consider that a problem, probably because they say, well, my life's full of obligations, too, but that's not true, I don't think, for most people. I don't think most people's lives are filled with obligations. I'm sure some people's are. They certainly say it is, but they do a ton of stuff just because they want to. I rarely do that. I'm always doing something to please someone else. I watch videos, by and large, because It ends up being the default thing. It's the default thing to do in my wife's life. When she wants to relax after a hard day, she has a hard day every day, she wants to watch a video. And so I go down there and do it with her because I know it pleases, well, I think my perception is it pleases her when I'm there. She likes having me present with her when she's doing this. I could care less. I think watching videos half the time is a waste of time. I only do it when there's nothing else to do. And it's become a habit to me. When I have spare time, I watch videos. And the problem is, it's not fulfilling. It doesn't relax me, doesn't make me feel better. But I still do it. It's almost like I'm in some kind of a weird feedback loop. It doesn't produce anything. It's like when you're playing like a computer game and you constantly feel this need to keep doing things that don't help you. You know, and it just slowly drains your power. You know, you try to do things that don't drain your power a lot, but it just slowly drains power. It's like somebody that is constantly just eking out power but never doing what it takes to power up again. You know? To refuel yourself. It doesn't happen. I go through all the motions. And I feel lonely because I can't see anybody else like that. You know, the autistic other, you know, I don't know if I'm autistic or not. Autistic people, I thought maybe they had the same experience, but I'm not sure. I can't talk to my son, who's autistic. We can't have a conversation. We can't talk about these things. I perceive, see, I have to do this a lot now, and I'm trying to get better at it, just to say, you know what, this is what I think people are thinking. I could be absolutely wrong, but it still leads to the same problem. My perception is the problem. I would, okay, let's take church for instance. Church is something that came up with Lisa and I. Right now, the circumstances at church are really detrimental to us. We're upset and angry a lot. And my perception is the basic thing I would be told is, well, life's tough. Deal with it. And to a certain point, I'm getting to the point where I'm tired of that. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm tired of lumping it. I've been lumping it for 40 years. 40 years of constantly doing things that I thought would answer the needs of other people. You know, what people expected me to do or what people wanted me to do. I feel like a virtual slave to everyone around me. But not to say that I'm really grateful for people who say, Jay, what are your needs? Frankly, you know what? When people ask me that, I'm dumbfounded. I can't say. I don't know what my needs are. You know, Jay, what can I do for you? And it's like, what? What can you do for me? Are you having fun? It's like, fun? What the hell is fun? Because I don't know if I've ever experienced fun. You know, and so people give me this funny look, like they don't seem to have a problem figuring out what fun is. But gee whiz, Jay sure does. And it's like my whole life, I said, I don't know where, what decision I made, what brain damage I've received, that I spend probably spend way too much of my time trying to live up to my perception of other people's expectations for me. What am I going to do? The few times I have chose not to, let me give you an example. In my church, the activity arm of being a young man, being somebody between the age of 12 and 18, is that you're supposed to go to scouts. That's somewhat offensive because it's not voluntary. I always thought scouts was meant to be somewhat of a voluntary outfit. In my church, it's not. It is somewhat enforced. You know, you aren't a good member of the church as a boy of 12 years old unless you're wearing a scout uniform. And I know people say, oh, no, that's not true, but, hang on. Yes, it is. It's absolutely true. Because if you don't come to those Wednesday activities, you're declared as less active. You're declared as not being a good participant. And it's true. And if anybody tries to tell you, oh, come on, you're blowing this out of proportion, you go, no. You have to understand, when it comes down to it, that's what it is. You know, well, you kids are so supposed to go to scouts and have fun. Jay, why aren't you having fun? And you go, because this is a damned obligation. And I don't want to do it. But I'm going to go because I don't know if I ever had a discussion with anybody about it except for myself. But I was doing it, I felt the need to do it for other people. You know, I'm going to show up because if I don't show up, there won't be enough kids and it won't be fun for them. It had nothing the hell to do with me. You tell I'm angry, I usually don't swear. I try not to. But I'm getting angry. Because it is. You know, and all these organizations are supposed to be made to, you know, we have activities because they're fun and they make people feel better. Well, it's not fun for me. It doesn't make me feel better. And then it's like, well, hell, Jay, lump it. You know what? That's all I do. Lump it. Everything is supposed to be invigorating and fun and joyful. Has nothing to do with Jay. You know? I'm getting tired. My wife's getting tired. She's burning out. On the whole thing, on the whole, you know, do I want to go to church? Yeah, I do want to go to church. Because I know the good that does me. It's all the external stuff that I would just as soon not have anything to do with. I find myself understanding to a large degree when people take what's called a vacation from church, when they just say, you know what, I'm not going to church anymore. It's not that I don't believe the things that I was taught. I'm just not going anymore. And I understand, I understand those persons. I find I share, or honestly, I can see where they're coming from, even if it's not, you know, for the same reasons they do. I rarely have the same reasons other people have for why I feel the way I do. You know, people say, oh, well, we know how he's feeling because he's getting ready to do this. And I go, no, I'm getting ready to do this because of this reason. You know, because church ends up being this huge obligation for me. And all the good things it's supposed to do, I don't get that. You know, oh, well, we love church because it's a wonderful time to get together with our friends and chat and have a good time. And I don't get any joy or satisfaction or happiness out of those things. I don't. Therefore, doing those things is nothing to me. You know, it's just more work. And I know most people don't understand that. Well, tell you what, why don't you have fun? I don't have a concept of fun. I don't have it. Quit tossing fun at me as if it's supposed to be something good. It's not. It's another damned obligation that I'm frankly tired of. It's another thing piled on top. I can handle the standard things, the standard obligations. You know, you need to go to church because it's good. You need to go to church because it helps you feel the Spirit. I understand that, and that's fine. It's all this extemporaneous stuff that says you have to go to all these things because these things will make all those things worthwhile. And you go, they don't for me. They're just added obligations, and they're obligations that don't have any real benefit. I'm sorry, I'm real snotty about the fact that I'm not enthusiastic about doing something that doesn't have an intrinsic purpose for me. And just going and having fun, having activities, has no intrinsic purpose for me. I find them to be a waste of my time. I would rather be doing something else. You know, my life is a life composed. See, and that's what's weird, because people go, well, you're getting so tired of all these obligations, why don't you go and have fun? And you go, see, you'll never understand. There is no fun in my life. I have no fun. It's only a string of obligations. And when you come and start bugging me about adding obligations that aren't, in my mind, necessary, I don't like that. I don't want to be a part of that. Even if it's making fun for everybody else, I've been doing that for 40 years. Being supportive of things that serve the needs of everybody else, but don't serve mine. And I hope I'm not being selfish. Because I'm sure that's the next thing. Well, you're being real damn selfish about all this, Jay. Why is it all about you? And you go, hello, do you understand? You know that when you're out having fun, that's a selfish act too? But it seems to be okay when you're doing those selfish acts. I don't get those. I don't have enough free time to even work out what my needs are. I don't have it. You guys seem to have copious amounts of it, and you get to have fun along the way. Like I said, this life is set up for your typical person. And most typical people seem to do just fine. At least that's my take on it. For all I know, everybody else is as schizophrenic and crazy as I am. Al can see that I'm sick in the head, okay? You guys can say it. Do whatever you want to with it. If you guys want to lock me up in an insane asylum, you know what? I might very well be happier there. I might be. I might want you to do that. And I've often, not often, I occasionally wonder if that's the thing to do. You know? Step off of my role as trying to look normal and like everybody else and just go with it and say, nope. I've never been like that. I'm tired of playing the game. Of being like that. Just don't do that. It's always two or three things that stop me from doing that. Number one, I have obligations to my family. And to those in my family who are normal. And I end up having to tell my kids who I think may be more like me and not normal, life's tough. You know, I'm just saying, life's tough. Your life isn't for you. That's what I've said to myself for 40 years. You know, this world isn't for you. God put you down here to I don't know what God put me down here for. I sometimes think he put me down here as some kind of special case. I'm supposed to do maybe one or two things, and that the rest of my life really doesn't have any purpose here. Like I've been plucked from somewhere else, stuck here to take care of two or three things that need doing. And that's it. And it's like, oh, that was all, Jay. And it's like, you know, how angry am I going to be at God for having done that to me? I don't want to be angry at him. I want to understand. I wish he would just tell me. You know, explain to me what's going on. Maybe that'll help. Because I'm crazy. I don't want to take drugs. I don't want to be fixed. I want to understand. I don't know how many other people feel this way. I might be the only one. And that's why I said at the very beginning, I feel lonely. I would love to have somebody else say, Jay, I'm like you. I have this same problem, and it comes from, you know, well, hopefully they'll have better insight than I do. And they can say, Jay, and it'll all of a sudden open up a world to me, and I'll say, well, this is great. Wow. Thank you. That helps. You know what I'd like to have? I'd like to have something akin to what my son has. My son has a letter from, we can get one. I don't know if he's ever actually gotten it. We can get a letter from Human Services in the state of New Mexico that's actually supposed to be given to other people. Saying that Matt is autistic and that there's some things that he's going to do and that they need to be more understanding because we've had people come up and say, we're going to turn you into social services because your kid is crazy and you're you don't do something about it. And that piece of paper is for, is to give to show to other people and say, you need to back off, and you need to understand that there are some troubles going on here, and that the state's well aware of it, and that you need to just back the hell off. You know what? I want something like that. I want something like that. I want somebody to say, Jay, there is a place where you can go where you can be Jay, and you don't have, you know. I'm good enough at throwing obligations on myself. I don't need help. I don't need other people crapping on more as if they're doing me a damn favor when they're not. Life, I'm going to put in a frame the phrase, life is hard enough. You know, people make life more difficult all the time. You know, government is actually a great exercise in making life about 10 times more difficult than it really needs to be. You know, they do make life miserable for a lot of people. They just try to spread that misery out evenly so nobody can say they're being picked on an individual level. Now, government system is also kind of put in place to try to make life more livable for a majority of people. Of course, I'm never in that majority. So, you know, it never really helps me particularly. Everything that tends to happen tends to make my life more difficult, makes my life harder to deal with. There is no place, as far as I'm aware of, that I can go where there's a place that works better for me. There really isn't. I've looked. Trust me. You know, I said, it's time to leave the United States. Where am I going to go to? And I look around. I throw my feelers out there. And every place is pretty much like either a further down the road version of what the United States is, or, you know, some kind of a tyranny. There is no freedom in this world. And I don't mean freedom to go and run around naked and go, ah! You know, I don't have a problem with having rules of decency. I don't have a problem with any of that. What I have a problem with is the fact that society doesn't like me being who I am. I don't mean from a gay standpoint. You know, you can be quiet, you can be gay, you can get away with it. Because I'm stuck in a position where I'm supposed to obey all the laws. I really wish I didn't have to. Because a lot of laws are stupid. Nobody else still feels that need. I think that's where a lot of happiness comes from. It's people just ignoring the law. I'm obligated to do it by God, actually. And so, therefore, I feel tortured. You know, there's so much I can't do. I would like to do this, I'd like to do that. Well, that costs too much money. And you go, well, I don't want to have to make all that money. Isn't there another option? No. Other people can do that, I suppose. I just don't want to. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a slave. See, it's all about slavery. To be a rich person is to be a slave too. You're a slave to what you must do to be rich. You are obligated to conduct yourself in a certain way to do that. I don't like conducting myself in that way. Therefore, I just can't be rich, by and large. I don't think. If Heavenly Father can find a way to do it, He says that if you're obedient, that good things will come to you, that you'll be able to do this. I've been here trying hard to be obedient, and I'm struggling. Maybe my faith is flagging. Maybe it is. But I keep thinking to myself, Jay, there's no law that says you can't do this. There's no law that says you can't do that. But my wife doesn't want to do it. Therefore, it's just as essentially a law as anything else is. God told me to marry my wife, Lisa. I love her dearly. She has all these needs that I don't share. Because she has those needs and I don't, her needs trump, you know, her. That maybe be my essential problem. Because I don't have all these, because she has really strident needs and I don't, hers always trump mine. You know, especially since hers fit in so much better with society. You know, she is very much a product of society. For some reason, I don't know how, I am not. I am not a product of the society. I don't want what this society is giving me. If I could get away from this society, I think I'd find a little peace. But I'm stuck here because that's what my wife wants. I'm obligated to be by her side. And so here I am. You know, I'm in Tucumcari. I've constantly been telling her, why are we still in Tucumcari? We should get out of here. There's 500 reasons to get out of here. But basically, it's just this feeling that it's just this urge I've got. I've got to get the hell out of here. This place isn't what I wanted. I don't know what is. I think I just want to be left alone. I just want people to go away. You know, I'd rather live in a shepherd's hut, even if I don't own it. I just want to be away from this stuff. Leave me alone. I'll do whatever needs to be done. Please put down on a piece of paper what obligations I need to meet, have it spelled out. I'll do my utmost best to do them, but I just want, and then, but then after that, I want to be left alone. Don't come here and tell me this and tell me that. I don't want that. If that's what it is, I will leave. But I can't, because that's not what my wife wants. God says I should cleave to my wife, so I'm cleaving. And I'm waiting for the ultimate blessing to come. I'd like to understand. I'd like to understand what God was thinking. I've tried really hard to do what God wants me to do. I'm trying. I think I'm trying much harder than anybody else. If I see other people around me, they're not trying. But then again, they're part of a society, and the church was built out of this society. And they don't seem to have the issues that I have. And I think I was hoping in doing Zenith to find other Zenith people. And then I could take care of that. That could be my community. I could share what I've learned about God with them. You know, even if I'm very separate from the rest of the world, I could share with them. I haven't found them yet. They haven't talked to me. Guy, if you think you're a Zenith, please, I'm begging you, please contact me. You can put anything in front of quicks.us and it will show up on my computer. Anything. And it'll show. You can make it out to dumbstupidjerk@quicks.us. It'll come. Please talk to me. Do I sound mournful enough yet? I wish I could sound more mournful. You know, I want to find some place where I fit in. I've never found it. And it pains me. It is, you know. And I thought that there might be this kind of thing, because I kind of hear these things a bit from autistic people. But the whole world, and even the place that I would go to try to find a little bit of understanding, would be to go to God's church. And it's not helping. It's not helping. I need to find, you know, I may be totally unique. And if I am, I guess somebody needs to say, Jay, you're absolutely unique. And then I need to say, well, then what am I supposed to do? Normal people make me nuts. The demand that I'm given, that I live among and try to fit in and try to slap a paint-on smile on my face is making me nuts. But that seems to be what's required. That's what the scriptures, that's what the church says. Or at least that's how I take it. I would love for somebody to say, Jay, you've got it wrong. I would love them to say, Jay, you're okay. Go move out to the middle of nowhere. Take your wife with you. Tell her that it's about time that she does a couple of things that you need. I would love somebody to come down and tell me that. I would love an angel to come down and say, Jay, you're okay. Go ahead. But you know what? I'd be afraid that it was from the wrong source. You know, people always say if it doesn't match what the doctrine says, you're getting it from the wrong source. How would I ever know? So yeah, please write to me. Send me an email. I'm a stranger in a strange land. It's like I don't fit in with this existence. And other people who have said that seem so serene, as if they've realized something, and now all of a sudden they're like, you know, they smile all the time, and they've come to some great realization, and I'm not there yet. I'm still frustrated, bordering on angry. What have they found that makes it work for them? You know? What have they found? People set up tents that everybody is supposed to go into. You know, everybody says, oh yes, we're going to set up a tent so big that everybody can be inside of it. There should be nobody who feels excluded. And it's not even a question of being, you see, that comes from their mindset that says, oh, if they aren't here, they feel empty and sad and wanting to be a part of things, and we need to bring them in, and they just need to change enough to understand that this is really what they want, is to be inside this tent. And I'm sorry, I don't feel that way. I'm really different. I don't know if I have a peer group. I may be the only Zenus there is. I don't feel excluded. I just don't want to be in there. And it isn't that I'm just standoffish and I don't want to be inside anybody. Maybe it is. I don't know. But people who say they can handle everybody haven't met me yet. You know, we can find a place for you. There's a place where you can sit in here. And you go, no, there's not. No, there isn't. I mean, and I really want the church to be that, because it's supposed to be the kingdom of God on earth. Now, I've come to, at least, I say to myself that, you know, people say the church is the perfect organization. I have to reject that, because it certainly isn't perfect for me. And of course, they can say, well, then you need to change, you need to repent. And I go, repent of what? Repent of what? What am I doing wrong? I'm doing better than almost everybody else around me. Now, you know, I may have lapses of attitude, but I think that comes more from not being evil or stuff like that. It just comes from being in the wrong place, being in the wrong circumstances. I would love to get a letter from like Salt Lake City, from the First Presidency, or from a general authority something that says, Jay Nemro is allowed to live out in the middle of nowhere. Jay Nemro is allowed not to have to come in for stupid activities. You know, if Jay Nemro is coming in on Sunday somewhere, or if he's doing sacrament in his home, it's okay. He's allowed to have a temple recommend. He's allowed to have the full blessings of the church and not be given a bunch of crap for not having fun like everybody else is supposed to have fun. For not being a part of the group like everybody else is supposed to be so fulfilled by being part of the group. I'm not. I would love to have a letter like that. The world's a nice excuse slip that says Jay is exempt from this and this and this. I don't mind doing missionary work. Now, I'm not going to do missionary work in the traditional way where I'm supposed to do it with my friends. That's always been a frustration. I have no friends! None! People who call me their friend are confused. I don't know where they're coming from. I do nice things for people because I'm generally disposed to be nice to people. It isn't because of you, particularly. I'm just nice. If you want to call me your friend, fine. Everybody in the world is my acquaintance that I've run into. I don't have fun. You know, friends are usually associated with fun. I have no fun. I'm not wired for fun. Fun doesn't give me jolly, so I don't do it. I'm not like people, okay? You know, maybe I'm not even a person. I'm something else. I don't know what I am. What I am is frustrated. I am the living embodiment of frustration. And I would like not to be. But that doesn't mean joining you is going to solve it. I think the basic solving of my problem is to get away from people. And that's okay. I'm not blaming people. You know, people say, well, you're just making me feel all guilty. It's like, no! It has nothing to do with you! I want you to blissfully go on your way! I want you to go and do what makes you happy! Go on! Have fun! Just don't tie your fun to making sure I'm having fun. Because then you're going to... What people mostly do is they seem to get all anxious around me. Are you having fun yet? It's like, no, hell no, I'll never have fun. Is that why I'm here, is to have fun? Why am I here? I have no interest in fun. Fun is stupid to me. Leave me alone. Let me do what I need to do. I was sent here to do something. All this other stuff is just damn distractions. And they get in the way, and I don't want things to get in the way. You've got things to do. People don't help me. People make me crazy. Because what they want isn't what I want. But they insist on me participating in what they want. You know, I'm tired of this idiot behind me. Guy's creeping all over my butt. Guy, that upsets me. The hell around me. How slow do you have to go before you go around me? Guy, get the heck away from me. God, I don't like people. See, but it isn't that I don't like people. I'm absolutely indifferent to them. It's like a duck hanging around a bunch of geese. Geese want to do their geese things, but they seem to want to make the duck do it too. And the duck just wants to be left alone to do what a duck wants to do. But society doesn't allow that. Government doesn't allow it. Damn, the church doesn't even allow it. And I have to wonder, does God allow it? I want to hear, I want to know. I would like to get down to what I'm here to do. Get it over with and get out of here. You know? That's what I want to do. If I'm the destroying angel, gosh, let's get to it. I want to get down to destroying if that's what my job is. Because I am. I'm totally about the job. Totally about what I'm supposed to be doing here. Everything else is superfluous. Don't call it a career. I don't have a career. It's only to make money because money is required to get done the things that need to be done. I make money to keep my wife happy. I wouldn't make a quarter this much money if I wasn't married, if I didn't have a family. Because there would be no need. I want to get rich so that I can stop being harried about work so I can get about what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what it's there for. That's my only reason for getting rich. If I could find another way to do it, and I've looked, I can't do it without my wife. That's the problem. My wife refuses to go along with me with any other idea rather than getting filthy rich. That's my only option that's left to me that way. So people say, well, Jay seems to be really concerned about getting rich. And you go, no, I'm not. I'm concerned about something that's past that. That's a means to an end. The end is, I don't even know what the end is. I don't know what God wants me to do. I'd like to know. Maybe I could get to it better. Well, I guess I do know, you know? So I'm doing a crappy job of doing that because I'm constantly being distracted by just junk. By the junk of life. You know, I could probably take a year off, get this thing done, but I can't take a year off. My family would be upset. My family would feel, my perception is my family would feel neglected. My wife doesn't want me to do that, and therefore I don't do it, because I'm here to serve her too. And I'm really wondering, what, Father? I'm talking to God now. What? I don't understand. I've done the things that society asks. I have an understanding that it was meant to make life easier. It's not making my life easier. It's making my life more difficult. Thank you. How many of these rules am I supposed to be keeping? Why won't you tell me? I really want to know. Yeah, I think it'd be nice to know if I was totally unique, if I was totally this whole different person, and, and these things shouldn't, and I shouldn't get all exercise about this. I could choose to not be involved. That'd be really, 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 extremely, really nice. Because right now it's just a damn distraction, a damn bother. But everybody seems to think it's the most important thing I'm supposed to be about. I don't mind doing things for other people. Look, my whole entire life is an exercise in doing things for other people. So I don't want to be accused of being selfish here. My whole life has been a huge selfless act. You know, and I apologize for not being all serene about it. Because frankly, in doing all that, I feel like, number one, I've lost myself. that what I've done accomplished nothing. Or I'm just, well, no, it's not that. I'm sure it's accomplished a lot of good things. What it is it, you know, it hasn't made the world a better place for me. And I would like to be able to do that. I'm hoping if there's other people like me, that we can get together and we can make a circumstance that's actually better for us too. How come it's always about everybody else? How come it's always about everybody else? And they're so damn happy. And they're so fulfilled, and they can, you know, half the time, it's them having fun and having pleasure that's getting them in trouble. But by golly, everything in the world answers to that kind of stuff, right? I'm tired of playing a game so that other people can flit around, have joy, and basically muck up their lives. You know, I probably wouldn't feel so bad if ultimately what I'm doing had a good effect on people. But I don't think it does. In a lot of cases. I don't want to be selfish, although I'm starting to sound like it, I'm starting to say, well, yeah, I think you are being a little selfish. They always say you need to take some time for yourself or you're going to burn yourself out. Well, I'm in an advanced state of burnout. And the only thing I can see for myself is just plodding along just the same. Like I said, it's like a video game where I'm stuck in this loop of always constantly having a drain, and there is no power up. There's no place to go. It's like the game of death. I'll just die one day. Just from running out of life. And is that what I'm supposed to be doing? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Well then fine, I don't want to hear about when you take some time for yourself. It's like, what? Oh, piss off! You little sanctimonious, self-righteous. Please. Maybe it's like Wild Banger, the Infinitely Prolonged. Douglas Adams gave that, you know, and he kept saying about people who live forever, people who have immortality. It was kind of thrust on him without his knowledge that it would happen or that he would, you know, and he wasn't very happy with it, but he came up with a purpose. It wasn't a very good purpose, but it was a purpose to keep him going day after day after day when nothing really happened. I feel a real kinship with Wow Banger the Infinitely Prolonged. And you know what my primary worry is? You know, I've talked to you a little bit about how the plan of salvation goes, how it's taught. You know what my primary worry is that once I die, once I get my ultimate reward, that it'll just be an extension of my existence here. That I will still be under a whole lot of rules made for somebody else. This is supposed to be joyful. Jay, you're supposed to love your afterlife. It's like, I'm not enjoying it. I'm not here enjoying it. Oh, well, I'm sorry. well, maybe you need to take some pills to help you enjoy it. And it's like, shut up! You mean I have to manufacture another thing to keep me busy for eternity now? Thank you. I'm worried that that's it. I'm worried that heaven is a corrupt bureaucracy just like we have here. And that I will just, you know, it's just like, well, just go ahead. Let me see. Let me fill out the damn form that says Jay wants to do this and have people reject it and say, no, you can't do that. And it's like, okay. I'll sit here and live in the stock mansion. I'll paint a smile on my face like I do now. Oh, isn't life wonderful? Let's all get together down at whatever watering hole there is in heaven. I'm sure they only do mineral water there. And they're all singing and dancing and going, isn't the afterlife amazing? Oh my gosh, this is what I always wanted. And Jay's saying, and I'm here because if I weren't here, people would be all exacerbated about, well, Jay isn't having fun. Let's go over and make sure Jay has fun. And it's like, please just leave me alone. Please stop bothering me. Because what you're trying to do isn't really helping. Is that what it comes down to? And I'm lonely. And I'm afraid that when it ultimately comes down to it, what I will continue to be is lonely. And then I'll talk to Heavenly Father, and Heavenly Father will say, Jay, I don't know what your problem is. And it's like, great. I wasn't understood by anybody on earth. Now my Heavenly Father doesn't understand me either. That's all I want to be. I want to be understood. I want people to, you know, and I'll be sad if people say, Jay, you're just wrong and you need to change. And you go, how am I supposed to change? I'm doing everything I'm asked to do. You know? Well, you just need to develop a more positive mental attitude. You go, you know, tired. I'm tired of putting on the damn face. Everything's just wonderful. Oh, I'm so happy when you're really not. I'm really not happy. Happiness comes from accomplishing what needs to be done. And I don't want to have to sit here and wrestle with all these people that say, no, no, we don't want you to do that. No, no, it's not right. Like, shut up. Shut up. You guys wouldn't know what was right to save your damn life. So shut up. I would love to be the dictator because I finally fixed a few things. I don't mean... No, because people wouldn't like it. You know, sometimes I say, boy, it'd be really great if I was branch president. I'd do such a better job. And you know what? I wouldn't. I wouldn't do a better job. I'm the only person I'm good at being a dictator over is myself. I would love to have a square piece of land that was just mine. I could just do and be the absolute ruler of what was going on there, and everything would work just fine for me. But I know I can't do that. Society will not. God, my Heavenly Father, won't permit that. So therefore, you know, that's it. Is it selfish? Yeah, I guess it's selfish. I'm sorry. I need to repent. I need to do what everybody else wants me to do. Because everybody else wants life to be their way. And that's what's going to happen. Not about Jay. It's all about them. I hope you're having a happy life. You know, if you're not a Zenith, I want you to, I want you to sit there and be a little more grateful. You know what? Because when it gets right down to it, the world really is made for you. You know? And if you're unhappy with it, well, I don't understand what your problem is. I'll parrot back to you what people say to me. You know what? Buck up. Buck up, you guys. You should be happy. This world is exactly the way you want it. It sure seems. Because it certainly isn't anything... I can't think of very many parts of it that are made for me, or that I'm allowed to have anything to do with. I wish I was a shepherd. I wish we still had that job. You know? Sit out there and take care of the sheep. And when I ring the bell, they'd come and I'd feed them, and when I told and they can go out and do whatever they want to as long as they come back, you know, and I'll ring the bell and bring them in for whatever needs to be done. I would love to be like that. I would love that kind of a solitary life, but God does not permit. And maybe it's just selfishness. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave this on the podcast because this is, for me, the essence of being a Zenith. This is it. This is the essence of just not frank, just flat fitting in. And there's no place I can fit in. There's no country I can go to. There's no free space where I can head, where I can just do it. Except to just lay low. You know, sometimes I talk about laying low, and that's it. That's it. I would like to go someplace where I'm allowed to lay low and just stay quiet, not be bugged. But the only problem is I'm constantly invaded by there's a woman that constantly comes into my house. I don't want visitors. I don't want people to come. The only reason why I open my door is because it's considerate to them. Because they want to come into my house. I don't want it. I don't want it. But there's no nice way to tell people that. To just say, please leave me alone. Except to live out in the middle of nowhere, which my wife won't tolerate. So, there it is. My basic nature is abhorrent to this world and to my circumstances in it, and my lot is to lump it. Everybody else gets at least a majority, I think, of what they want, but I don't, and I never will, because it's not permitted. So, here I am. It's great to be a Zenith. Don't you want to join the club? That's why when people say, oh, that sounds like fun, I think I want to join it. I was like, no, you don't. I don't like my life. I don't like my place in society. I would love my life just fine. I do find sprinklings. I tell you the things that I'm happy about that make me feel good, that make my little heart sing. But I can't get those very often. It seems like the world, as it stands, is bent against me. I can't have it. It isn't mine to achieve. It isn't mine to have. This is Jane Emerald. I'm at my destination. Oh. I love some feedback. Autism at quicks.us. Heck, you can put anything in front of at quicks.us and it'll get to me. This has been episode 581. I don't know what we'll end up calling it. I'll call it being you know, being lonely in the middle of a freshwater lake. How about that? Being, you know, being lonely in the middle of a huge crowd. And if you feel the same way, feel free to talk to me. I would love to get a pick-me-up. I don't like being depressed. I don't like being sad. But I do want to fit in. Or I want somebody to at least say, Jay, it's okay to be the way you are. Because all I hear, all I perceive from everybody else is, it's not okay. It's not okay. You can't be like that. And in trying to put on that mask, it pains me. And I would love a circumstance where I don't have to. But my life is composed of making other people happy. I don't feel like I'm permitted to have any happiness. It's all for other people. Anyway, this is Jay Nevro. I'm going to brighten up because I've got to be bright for other people. It helps me too. I'm not honestly going to say that I do everything for other people. But I need to try to be upbeat too. This is Jay Nevro. I'm going to be upbeat. Have a great day anyway. Do your best. I'm going to try to. I'm just going to turn this off. The Life Autistic. Bye.